The Kenney administration talked taxes during a city council hearing today. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports there is some softening on just how much tax the city needs.
Philadelphia Finance Director Rob Dubo testified the sugary beverage tax could be dropped a bit and still generate the money the mayor needs in order to fund pre-K and repairs to libraries and recreation centers, among other things.
So there is analysis done by council technical staff, with we agree, that shows that 2.5 would also generate sufficient revenue.
So that's slightly smaller than the 3 cents an ounce originally proposed. But Dubo calls the 15-cent container tax offered as an alternative regressive. He says it's unfair to tax each container the same, no matter what size.
People have much fewer options to get around this tax. So if you're talking about impact on low-income neighborhoods, they will have fewer choices for not paying this tax.
City Council President Darrell Clark used the hearing to send a message to Mayor Kenney calling for compromise.
Everybody in this room on this side of the rail knows it's not going to be a 3 cent an ounce tax unless something's going on that I don't know about. So the notion that you're going to raise the revenue to do all of the programs, it's probably not realistic.
Other council members are calling for possibly a combination of taxes to find the money for the programs Kenny wants. Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez says she'll vote for another hike in real estate taxes to avoid a soda tax. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.